We're here with Ramo, who owns the Book Nook downtown in Salmon Arm, but Ramo lives in Quesnel. Hi, Ramo.
Hi there.
Dave and I are wondering, you live in Quesnel, but you own a bookstore in Salmon Arm. How did that work?
I bought the bookstore in 2020, so I've had it for 4 years now. I did the first two working there myself, and it went well enough, but eventually I was able to hire help, and I'm originally from Quesnel. So I found my way coming back here in order to teach, because there's a lot better opportunity for teaching positions here. And then I've just been managing the Book Nook from afar.
So you had been living in Salmon Arm at the time?
Yeah.
What brought you to Salmon Arm initially?
It was the opportunity to buy the store, actually.
Oh, yeah. So you came here to buy the store and then wound up going back to Quesnel?
Yeah, yeah. It might be a temporary thing, but for now it's working and things are, they're going well enough with, I've got a manager at the store now and she's running things and yeah, we're just seeing how it goes.
And that would be Leanne, is that correct?
Yeah.
Leanne seems to be doing a great job there, would you say?
Oh yeah, yeah, she really has, yeah.
You bought the bookstore in 2021?
2020.
Basically at the beginning of COVID?
Yeah, it was kind of just starting, but basically, yeah, the old owner, things were getting harder and harder on her end, and this guy that she had working for unfortunately passed away, so it was a bit of a sad situation, but I came in August of 2020. And
after you bought the store, you ran it for a little while and then decided that you wanted some more opportunities to work back in Quesnel?
I'd always wanted to run a bookstore, but I found it was just like any other retail in a way. I'm passionate about books and about writing, but after those first 2 years of doing it, I kind of wanted to pull back from it and hire help and look for other things, other employment on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Are you an English teacher?
Yeah, English and PE was what I specialized in university, but I've mostly taught elementary school, like kindergarten, grade 3, grade 4, 5, and 6.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it teaching abroad, but a bit of it here.
How do you find managing owning a business from afar?
It's got its challenges. Something as simple as just getting the garbage emptied each week, you know, was easy to take care of when I was there, and it's difficult to do when I'm away. But in general, we're making it work. And the key thing with a business is just having our customer base bring in new stock, like books that they're wanting to trade in for credit. And there's a lot of people in Salmon Arm who are great readers, I would say, and bring in a lot of kind of quality stuff. And that's kind of the lifeblood of the business.
The store used to have record albums as well. Do you still have that?
We do, yeah. And we've expanded it, but it's a hard product to do well at. Like, records are coming back, and if you go to the record store in Penticton, for example, they're all brand new, but they'll be $30, $40, $50. Like, the prices are pretty high. And then when you go to sell used records, really, really hard to find quality stuff because people pick through it in secondhand stores, and a lot of the time you'll find stuff, but it'll be damaged.
Is there a particular genre or decade that seems to be more popular than others?
Definitely everyone wants the 60s, 70s.
And yeah. As far as your books go, do you have a wide variety of books that come and go as well?
Yeah, we have fiction, nonfiction, and a lot of the different sections within them. Like, we've got our horror and our mystery and our sci-fi fantasy in the fiction. And then in the nonfiction, psychology and spirituality and cooking and business. And then we've got a pretty big children's section and young adult section also.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different sections. And then we've got a good amount of antique stuff also.
Antique stuff such as?
Like older books. One of the nicest things we have in there is a signed Emily Carr book.
Wow.
So, yeah. I took that to Victoria to try to get authenticated. And based on what I found there, he said it did look genuine.
Do you get many other old books from people?
There's quite a few in the store already. When I took over the store, there was a lot of really cool stuff in there. People bringing in stuff that's hit and miss. There's a lot of old stuff that you can find anywhere, like in secondhand stores in Valley Village for cheap. So it does have to be something where people recognize the author or the title. Some people like the look of them, though.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that draws me into the Book Nook is that you actually have sheet music for musicians. There's quite a good selection of music books there. And that's something that is not very common for used bookstores, I find.
Yeah, I wasn't sure whether to keep moving that direction with the sheet music, but especially Salmon Arms got a lot of musicians, and the records get looked through a lot, but those sheet music books too, there are people looking for that sort of thing.
Apart from starting your business right as COVID started, did you find that you needed to do some workarounds with that to keep your business open?
Yeah, there was definitely not a ton of people shopping during certain phases. And then there was a lot of people calling in and asking if we had this and if we could set it aside because they were just coming into town once a week or something like that. It was mostly a lack of business that was the hardest part. I think it felt like in a way that people were reading more during the pandemic, and there was a lot of conversations with people about that. They'd never read so much.
What has been the good surprise that happened after you bought the store and things started to ease up?
Partly just the sales was really nice. It's really hard to run a business when your sales aren't very good. But just seeing people come in and having those conversations about how glad they were to be back again.
Mm-hmm.
And the certain people who would say, I haven't left my house in X weeks or X months. In some cases, I had, because they had to look after their health or they were scared of the situation out there. There wasn't a ton that changed with just how the store looked. It was more just being able to see people's faces and not having masks on. It was really nice.
So when did you move back to Quesnel?
I've been here since January, so it's pretty recent. And before that, it might have been August that I started moving away from living in Salmon Arm.
Mm-hmm. How many people do you actually hire at the store?
So we have Leanne, my manager, works 4 days a week. And then I have another employee, Amanda, who works Mondays and Tuesdays. And then we have a cleaner who works on Wednesdays just for 2 hours. Her name's Dawn.
And what are your hours at the store?
10 o'clock to 5 o'clock, Monday to Saturday.
Another thing I really like, when I walk up the street, I can look at the window and see all the posters for upcoming events in town. And I think it shows that the Book Nook is very supportive of community and involved with current events happening. And I often will stop to see what's going on.
Yeah, it was kind of a cool thing that evolved. I think more and more, the more people saw posters in the window, the more they would ask if they could bring in theirs. And I liked that about working there too, was stopping by and just being reminded of what was going on downtown and in the community.
Perhaps you could explain this. They use a book. The pages are fanned open and the pages are folded in a way where it can make somebody's name or something. I'm wondering how that's done.
Yeah, we made a few in the store. They're on display up on one of the high shelves, just like a heart.
Right.
And another one that was kind of a simple shape, not as complicated as like making a name. But basically you have to draw with pencil when the book is closed to begin with and outline kind of where you want to go. And then once you open it up, you'll see on the pages or the edges of the pages the light markings of where you need to fold to.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to go page by page, and it takes forever.
Oh, but it's that simple to do.
Yeah, it's like an origami, or it takes a lot of patience. Like, it'll take you a few hours.
So do you come up this way at all?
I do. It's a bit of a drive, though, from Quesnel. I try to group together a bunch of tasks that I have to do at once that no one else can kind of take care of. And then,
so you were in town last year when the fires hit?
Yeah. I think it was the beginning of August or end of July,
mm-hmm.
when for a week or two there it was so smoky in Salmon Arm and sales just plummeted. It wasn't fun.
Did you find that the smoke affects the books at all?
I think it would have to be way more smokier to kind of notice anything like that. No, just the smell and the air quality, I'm sure, coming into the store, but there's no actual damage.
We've heard this from other businesses, that they meet their neighbors, so to speak. Did you connect with any of the businesses that were around you when you were here?
Yeah, just next door, there's a coffee shop, Anvil Coffee Shop.
Mm-hmm.
They opened up, or they started doing renovations kind of right around the time that I took over the store there.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of saw the progress on their place right from the start and met them, and I love that place. That place is always busy. There's always people there.
What are people reading these days? Is there certain trends that people go through in their reading, or is it just kind of all over?
There's a lot of people who come in and they don't really know what they're looking for at all, and those are the hardest because there's nothing to begin with. And then there's a lot of people who are the opposite, who come in and know exactly what they're looking for, which is also hard because readers in a certain genre, like sci-fi, for example, a lot of the time are looking for the same thing, so it's often already been taken by someone else. But the people who are coming in and they're just open to finding a book, and they're like the real bookstore browsers, those are the ones that are the most enjoyable. And a lot of the time at our store, there's a lot of things that you can find that will be good reads. But there are definitely trends. It seemed like everybody was reading Braiding Sweetgrass. It's a pretty cool book.
What was the most unusual book you were asked for?
There would once in a while be these guys who were gold prospectors coming in. And they would kind of come in once every few months. And almost all of them said to me, if you ever have anything come in, can you put it aside for me? And also books on gems and anything kind of in that genre. And I would talk to them and kind of gain a bit of knowledge about what it was like to do that type of thing. And they're always really interesting conversations. It was like a hobby, but a hobby that could be lucrative to me. So I always found those interesting, but they're pretty unusual.
Are you able to take special orders at all or look online for people?
Basically, one of the big projects we did was scan everything in the store and put it into a database so that we could search it and do that sort of thing more. With searching online, basically what you would be doing is searching on Amazon. It's sad, but they're just able to ship their books at such a low cost. It's really hard to compete with. And their selection, including used books, is just enormous. So don't know what the future of small bookstores is, because Amazon does that. And then I don't think they even pay off their profits because they're not in Canada, per se. Kind of a tricky issue.
That's one we're hearing more and more about, the competition from the big corporate box stores. We've heard comments such as, because of that, there soon will be no downtown core whatsoever.
Yeah, it's hard to know where that's going to go. And even I experimented with shipping books to people, but the shipping would be $10 to $15, and the book was $15. So it was just impossible to compete with, like, Amazon, which is, I don't know, if you have over $30 in your basket, they'll ship it for free because they'll do the shipping themselves. So it's a tricky one with books.
Do you have a web presence, an online presence?
Yeah, mostly got our Facebook page and then Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then we've got our website. It's just a generic one, kind of auto-generated through my Google listing. So, but it's got all the basics of kind of who we are and where we are and things like that.
You have your inventory in a database. Is it possible to put that up online on a website for people to look through?
That was my original hope, but it just hasn't been an easy transition, or they don't offer that option.
I guess before we go, we should ask, what kind of stuff do you like to read?
So I'm really into poetry, mostly.
Yeah, I think I've noticed that there's quite a good poetry section in there as well, in the book.
Yeah, that would be me.
Well, that's great.
And during university years, read a lot of classics, and I would say existential philosophy, like especially Dostoevsky, Soren Kierkegaard, and Friedrich Nietzsche. Those are some of my favorites. But
when I go to a bookstore, I usually do check out what Dostoevsky is available.
Yeah, Dostoevsky, anytime that I find his books, because I make my book shopping rounds at different sources, if I see Dostoevsky, I just always buy it because it always sells. That's probably my favorite group of authors, the ones that everyone seems to want all the time. I really like that versus what's popular today in the fiction aisle that everyone will forget tomorrow.
I'm actually in the middle of my third reading of The Idiot at the moment. So
that's an awesome book.
It really is great. And sometimes it takes more than one reading just to get, you know, there's so much, he packed so much into his novels that you could read them over and over and still enjoy them.
Yeah. My only complaint is that he's kind of long-winded, but I think all the Russian guys are.
I wonder if that had to do with originally they're part of a series, like a serial in a magazine or something like that.
Yeah, that actually would make a lot of sense.
Ramo, is there anything that you would like the people of Salmon Arm to know about you and the store, or anything about the store that you'd like the community to know?
The first thing is, want them to know that I appreciate their business and support, especially in bringing in books for trade so that we have a good supply for the next person who comes in. Second thing would be that our children's section is quite large, and just as a teacher, I know that reading to kids, they say that's the number one way to develop literacy. So we have a credit system that makes it affordable to buy books. I think, and the children's section, they're not that expensive. And then just the last thing, we also have books by local authors, quite a few of them. We have a whole section. So I know those authors appreciate support whenever there's sales. And then maybe the last thing, we also have a lot of kind of little gift ideas, like stickers and crafty things that have been made by different vendors in the community. So there's a lot of local art happening at the Book Nook, and every dollar that gets spent, the artists really appreciate it.
You're supporting the community, the artistic community.
Yeah, it's like a hub, and every time you send them, you know, their little payments, they're grateful.
Thanks very much, Ramo, for your time. That was really interesting.
Yeah, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thanks for talking to me. I really appreciate it, and for reaching out.